searched all over, couldn't find nobody greater than the Lord. Is that your testimony? Father, we love you. We adore you, Jesus. There's nobody greater than you. If you know it, let's sing it all over the world. Here we go. I climbed up to the highest mountain. Looked all around, couldn't find nobody. No. Went down into the deepest valley. Looked all around down there, couldn't find nobody. Oh no. I went across the deep blue sea. Couldn't find one to compare to your grace, your love, your mercy.
Welcome, King Scott Radio TV fans. This is Pastor Kevin D. Scott and Pastor Carrie D. Scott. And this is going to be a Bible study full of fun, relaxation, and learning about the mighty God that we serve. Amen. Amen. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. There's nobody greater than you. All right, Pastor, so what are we going to be doing today?
All right, Pastor Scott, yes, we're going to be studying today out of the book of Romans, the 5th chapter, verses 1 through 6.
All right, well, we're going to first talk about the book of Romans, and we're going to give you some history referencing that book. Now, according to the first verse, this book and this letter was written by the Apostle Paul. And as we know, Paul wrote quite a few verses in the Bible, but this letter is attaining to him. And as a matter of fact, it was established and intended in coming out of Spain. That time frame is A.D. 57. A.D. 57. And we're going to come back and let you know what we're talking about. Now, this book was written to the non-Christians. And what that means to us is that it was written for the Gentiles. And that being said, the Jewish community was the minority at that point. So, Pastor, you can take us in from there.
Yes, absolutely. So when we think about the book of Romans, we know that this is a book that tells us all about hope and Christ. And we're going, of course, from the 5th chapter of Romans, verses 1 through 6. I think that that kind of encompasses what we are trying to get the word out for today, Pastor Scott. The first scripture says, "Therefore, since we have been declared righteous by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ." And verse 2, "We have also obtained access through him by faith into his grace in which we stand." So then we go on to the next verse, and it says, "And not only that, but we also rejoice in our afflictions." Because we are in Christ, we can rejoice in our afflictions. And I know to some people, they're like, "I'm not going to rejoice in my afflictions." But when we're in Christ, we can rejoice in afflictions, and we'll get to why in just a moment.
Pastor, when you say rejoice, does that mean I'm supposed to be happy about this pain and suffering that I'm going through?
Well, not that you're supposed to be happy about it, but we're supposed to be at peace in Christ to know that I'm going through this for the purpose that God has given me, the purpose for which I'm going through it. So whatever he's doing, he's working it all out so that I can know that God's doing something in me, and I can rejoice in that.
You mean even when I have a headache?
Well, a headache is just a temporary thing. We're talking about those things that last beyond that. A headache, you know, you just say, you know what, touch your head, anoint your head, say, you know what, in the name of Jesus, this headache has got to go.
Well, Pastor, I get that. But for the everyday person, when that goes on and my head is hurting and my spirit is low. I can turn to the Bible and know that this is going to help me through the pain part of it. I haven't gotten to the suffering part yet, Pastor. Mm. Right now, I'm just dealing with the pain.
Right, right. That's the first thing we feel is the pain. And then we have to just, you know, acknowledge Christ and realize that, you know what? In him, I'm going to get something out of this. God is doing something in me.
So, Pastor, to continue to elaborate on what this particular book means to us, this letter was written in Rome. And the Romans is about the good news of the salvation that we have. So what does the book mean to us? The message Paul wrote to Rome is a message that we also need today.
Yes.
We are lost sinners, unable to save ourselves. But God, in his kindness, grants us the faith to trust in the finished work. I said the finished work of Jesus. Christ as the sacrifice acceptable to God for our sins. Paul encourages us to live for Christ. Live for Christ. Live for Christ. Not your flesh, not your pleasures, but for Christ. The power of the Holy Spirit, which he left as the comforter to us. That's what this is about. That's how it applies to us. And we are to live that day by day, growing more and more to be like him. Not like Pastor Scott, not like Pastor Scott, not like Pastor Scott, but like God the Father through Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Does somebody hear me today?
I hope so. We need to hear that. That's a good word, Pastor Scott. Absolutely. God, through his son Jesus, has already made preparation for us to deal with whatever it is we're dealing with in society today.
So just for some clarity, I am reading out of the New Century Version of the Bible. What version are you reading from, Pastor?
I'm reading out of the Christian Standard Bible, the CSB.
Now, see, we want to give you some flexibility, because sometimes, you know, we don't always understand different languages or different connotations of what the word is saying. So we switch it up a little bit. We're in the 21st century, and we have to be able to communicate on many different levels. But what's important is that we're talking about clarification in Jesus.
Yes, absolutely. Clarification in him, and that's what it's all about. Not clarification in anyone or anybody else or anything else, but in Christ.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. Now, we're going to just ask you to continue to elaborate in that message from Romans 5 through 1 through 6.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead, Pastor.
All right, okay. So again, in the book of Romans, the fifth chapter, verses 1 through 6, just to kind of break it down, like in verse 1, we have been declared righteous by faith. We have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. See, we were God's enemies and we were at war with him. But through Jesus, his son, he has drawn us close and made us friends of his through Christ. And then when we get to verse 2, which says we have also obtained access through him by faith into the grace in which we stand. It's through Jesus that we have obtained grace. And so although the grace that saves and grows us can't be earned, it can be addressed and accessed only by faith, Pastor Scott.
So, you know, you may hear us flipping through the pages. We're not on our cell phones and strolling through. We got the Bible out and we're trying to teach this thing the best way possible. I like the way you're articulating this, Pastor, because even I'm learning something just from the words coming out of your mouth. Teach me some more.
Okay, so when we go down to the third chapter, I remember when I used to hear this, like, okay, we can rejoice in our afflictions. We mentioned this a couple minutes earlier, and not when we're in the world, but when we're in Christ, we can rejoice in our afflictions. We're not thankful that we've got this issue or this circumstance, but we can still rejoice in Christ because we have him to take us through whatever it is that we're dealing with. So that's what it means that we can rejoice in our afflictions. Only in Christ can you do that, knowing that God is working through his son Jesus in the afflictions of which we're going through.
You mean I have to deal with that attitude that came through the door first thing Sunday morning? Is that an affliction?
It could be considered an affliction.
What about the sister that wants to sit in the same chair every Sunday? You know, we've heard this before, but you know what? We don't talk about it. I'm going to just say Sister Michelle, but she's not really a Sister Michelle. She could be anybody. She could be young. She could be old. That is an affliction when I want to sit there because I get a better view of the word, but she's been sitting there for the last 4 years, Pastor.
Oh, my gosh. We have to realize that. You know what? We don't sweat the small stuff. Those are petty things in the church. And it's like, you know what? Show love. If she wants to sit there, let her sit there. If you've been sitting in a seat for 5 years and then somebody comes in and they don't know that that's your assigned seat in your head, then they sit there. Let them sit there. Get over it. Move on. You know what?
Well, Pastor, okay, I like to keep it real in our Bible studies because this everyday stuff absolutely get on our reserve nerve. And you come in and you want a peaceful experience, but somebody has the super large hat on, and I can't see the pastor without ducking to the side. These are small things, but for some reason, it gets under our skin. But as the book says, patience, long suffering, all those things that make up a personality or behavior. I want you to help us understand the purity of the word and what it means and how you bring it in everyday 21st century life.
Yeah, because, you know, the word is so true and is so telling, and it is for today. Certainly this Bible was written so many, many years ago, but it stands the test of time. So God knew that we were going to need this for the things that we're going through today. So we have to realize the relevance of it in our lives today. When we go through things, Pastor Scott, it produces character in us. If we never went through anything, we'd just be the same old, boring old person, never growing, just always, you know, a baby Christian. But when we go through things, you know, it produces endurance in us. And then when we get endurance, then it goes and it produces our character even more so. So those character flaws, were you upset at this person because they did this or did that? Then the character flaws are diminished.
You mean, Pastor, I can get better?
Yes,
I can put some polish on and smile through these tribulations. And as I ascend up closer to God, I can be better.
Certainly can.
Wow. This is a choice we need. This is what we need. And then if I get better, Pastor, I can praise more.
Yes.
I can get excited about that. I can overcome the small stuff that you just talked about. I don't have to worry about that sister sitting in the same chair. I can just be happy that she's just in the church and rejoicing with me. That's what this is about, right?
Absolutely it is. And some people say, I don't need church. I don't need to come into the four walls. But you know what? We are supposed to come in fellowship one with the other and just be there to encourage where we need to encourage and just give a hug or a smile or whatever it is that God has put in you to give to someone else. So that's why we come in. As we've been in a word in our own private places, that we come in and it can be explosive at the house of the Lord when we come in ready to give praise and encouragement and give honor to God and just show up and show out about what God has done in our lives.
Well, Pastor, I'm going to switch it up just a little bit. Last Sunday, when we was rejoicing in the word together, we were sitting in our normal seats, and we saw, was it about 20 kids come
yes.
in?
Yes.
They all looked like little saints with little wings on their back. Mm-hmm. They came in organized and ready to go. Now, we have a couple of board members who are handling that particular ministry. So I think we should give them a shout out for one. Then we'll get back to the lesson.
All right. Yes, absolutely. Two awesome, amazing, and tremendous people in the Lord. And that's Brother Rob Thomas and his wife, Sister Tara Thomas. Yay. Shout outs to the
Thomases. Shout out, shout out, shout out. I mean, they had them kids going. And from my understanding, they fed them something good.
Yeah.
And then they brought them in, taught them the word. I was almost in tears.
Mm-hmm.
I was almost in tears. When you see those little saints marching in, and then in this particular lesson that we are ministering to talk about the goodness, the patience, and all that, we see the youth, because our time is running out. The youth is what's coming up next. So we have just a host of things. We also have the children's choir here at Ministry of Encouragement. They're going to be performing. We also have, I think it's a dance ministry?
Liturgical dance. Yes, liturgical dance.
And they're going to be dancing for who?
For the Lord on, you mean, Resurrection Sunday.
They're not dancing for you and me?
Mm-mm.
Oh, they're dancing for God Almighty?
That's right.
The little ones.
That's right.
Oh, my God. Well, this is what's going on here at this church. So we're going to give you the phone number so that you can give us a call. And if you want to come down and see some joy and learn some patience and all that stuff, you can reach out to us and we can send you out some information, because we are in the 21st century. You can go to our Facebook page and look at the things that we're doing. You'll see all kind of various photos and all that kind of stuff. So, Pastor, can you give them the number, please?
Yes, our number here at KingSkyRadioTV.com is 304-738-4020. Check us out on our website. Ministry of Encouragement Maryland and King Sky Radio are doing things together.
And we actually have some music, some good gospel music we recorded, last week, and we're just getting it up. And we have a nice, beautiful picture of our pastor. This is the pastor. Every time I see her, I just sparkle. They can tell the gleam in my eyes when I come in to this particular facility. I am joy, happy, and excited about getting the word, because this sister can preach. I mean, she can just lay it down for you. But let's get back to the lesson and let's continue to administer what we are trying to do here. Do you have anything else for us? You have more?
Well, I just want to say that in life, we all go through things. And I think that we need to know that we're going to go through things, because God never promised us a rose garden. And what do we think about a rose garden? We think that it's just smooth sailing. It's not. In that beautiful rose garden, there are thistles on the flower buds and things. So even in that, there are some things that will stick you, that'll hurt you, that'll be harmful to you. And that's what it is like in life. And so when we remember scriptures like Romans 5, which tells us that we've already been declared righteous by faith, and that we've got peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, and that even when we go through our afflictions, we can rejoice in that, because we know that God is doing something miraculous in us. And it gives us hope, hope that will not disappoint us, but because of God's love through the Holy Spirit who was given to us, we will and shall have victory.
I like the way that my Bible says it. It says, and this hope will never disappoint us.
Never.
Because God has poured out his love to fill our hearts.
Yes.
I feel warm and fuzzy right now. Woo, I'm getting excited. Come on now, Pastor. Feed me some more. Feed me some more.
Absolutely. So, you know, the hope is in Christ. And if we do that, you know, we're going to be all right. We're going to go through things, but we're not going to be downhearted and with our heads hung down low and just barely shuffling our feet. But we're going to still, despite what we're going through, we're going to still be able to hold our heads up high. We're going to be able to still take those strides. We're going to still be able to look good on the outside and feel good on the inside.
I tell you, and that particular passage goes on to say, he gives us his love through the Holy Spirit, whom God has given to us. So that Holy Spirit wraps us up. You know, like when you put that hot dog between the bun and you lay that ketchup on it and put the extras on it. Maybe you add a little sauerkraut. I don't know. But you put it in there, and when you're getting ready to bite into it, it looks good. Well, God wraps us up like a biscuit, just yeah. like that. And I get excited because when I come in and you being my pastor, you giving me the word, leading me into the salvation that I want, I feel marvelous. Yeah. I like it. I love it. And I'm going to keep going with it. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
All right. So look, we're going to do a little musical break right quick, and we're going to come back at you, and we're going to wrap this up because we know you all don't have all the time in the world to be listening to the radio on your cell phone, which you can pull up KingScottRadioTV.com and get this at lunchtime. Or you can get it at dinner time or when you're taking a snack. I ain't going to say nothing about no cigarette breaks because we don't believe in that. But when you're getting something and you need a little pick-me-up, you can tune into our station with the insurance that you can get a word going through the day. I'll be right back now. You hear?
To know why I'm in love with you. Now no one can
undo,
'cause I belong
to you
until the end
of time.
Good to know
you're,
and all I want,
all I wanna say to you
till my
die,
I just wanna be close to you.
Come on, Stacy, follow me.
Da-da.
You, sir.
So, Pastor, what do we want our audience to get out of this particular message? I know that when people are listening on their lunch breaks, they don't have a whole bunch of time. So we're just going to do 30 minutes of this. But what do you want the audience to get out of this particular Bible study? Bring it on home for us.
Yes, I want someone to feel hopeful after this Bible study. And I just want to read this to you and leave you with these words. And it is this: God's word does not automatically and immediately undo all of life's negative realities. Christians still face the same troubles as anyone else. But what God does provide is a sustaining hope. He is aware of your plight and my plight, our plight, and he's working on our behalf for good. So no matter how dark your situation is, keep the faith, because ultimately it will keep you. If you are still stuck deep in a pit, look for the lifetime, the tube, that God uses, because he is Jehovah Jireh. He is our provider. He shall supply all of your needs. And when the day comes for your victory, you can praise him. Praising the Lord because you know that it was him who saw you through what did seem like a hopeless situation. See, when I think about that, Pastor Scott, I think about this scripture in Romans 8:28, which says what? God works all things together for good of those who are called according to his purpose. God has a purpose and a plan for each of us. God has a purpose and a plan for you.
Wow. You know, you and those encouraging words make me feel good all over. I have a new found hope just in this Bible study with you. So the ministry of encouragement and At My Father's Table, we're going to continue to team up and work together for the goodness of the Lord. This has been KingScottRadioTV.com. If you have any comments, just give us a call. Leave us a message. Let us know that we're reaching you, that it touched you. And when you do that, you'll be giving honor to God. God bless you. I love you. And so does God. Amen.
Amen.